well, we knew it was going to happen at some point. We wasn't really sure when. The rumors have been abounding for, I mean, not really weeks, but also it has been dragged out, you know, long enough. Aaron Rodgers is a Jet. We'll get into the trades. We'll get into the upgrades that he's going to have as a Jet. The first thing that I want to talk about is the irony in all of this. And the irony in all of it is if you look at their last Hall of Fame quarterback, he did the same thing. He left Green Bay, went to the Jets. Now, I've said before that Packers fans have been spoiled throughout not the history of their program, but when you got Bart Starr, Don Majkowski, who wasn't a slouch, he was okay, Forrest Gregg, Brett Favre, and Aaron Rodgers, they've been spoiled at the quarterback position for years. Well, now we may see a little bit of a downplay. I don't know that Jordan Love is the next great Hall of Fame quarterback in Packers history. To be determined. But I want to talk about the Jets for a little bit. What they get by getting Aaron Rodgers, obviously, the quarterback position is a huge upgrade. I already went ahead and I cut Zach Wilson in a league that had him in just to see. I knew I was going to cut him. It was just a matter of when I was going to do it. We needed this trade to take place before the NFL draft, and it did. We needed this trade to be somewhat on a grander scale, and it was. And in typical Rodgers fashion, kind of diva-esque. Okay, he's trading the Packers for gangrene. I like this move. If you want to talk about the fantasy implications, first of all, we can do that. This is all just happening here in the last several minutes. This is all on the fly. Really didn't take any notes. The Jets get Aaron Rodgers, and they swap. Looks like they swap first. Green Bay gets a second, a sixth, and a 24 conditional second, which means, I think if I remember reading it, Aaron Rodgers has to play 65% of the snaps. That shouldn't be a problem. Upgrade at running back position, you know, barring the injury from Breece Hall, he gets a better, younger running back. He's got Garrett Wilson out there to throw to, just a phenomenal wide receiver who really thrived in his rookie season, no matter who was throwing him the ball. And it's just going to be even better now. They already had picked up one of Aaron Rodgers' wide receivers from Green Bay, Alan Lazard. They also picked up Mecole Hardman. Corey Davis is still a predominant threat at the wide receiver position as well. Tyler Conklin and C.J. Uzama at the tight end position. You know, this is really going to be the best team that Aaron Rodgers has been a part of for several years, going back a few, you know, with Green Bay. So this makes the Jets a legitimate concern in the AFC East, I think, right off the bat. And, you know, a lot of this hinges on the injury health of Breece Hall coming back. They say he's going to be ready for week one. I'm looking right now at ESPN, NFL Live. Breece Hall tweeted out, "My knee feeling a little healthier now," in regards to Aaron Rodgers coming to the Jets. That's a little bit of a play on words. But if he's good to go week one, and I don't know that they're going to rush him out there and just bombard him with carries. You don't have to now with Aaron Rodgers, but it's going to take a lot of load off of him, and he can kind of ease himself back in, give himself three or four games to get back into playing shape, that's great for him. They do have Bam Knight. He's a second-year guy as well from NC State to lean on, not to mention what they do in the draft. Maybe they pick up a running back in the draft to help, you know, bridge the gap a little bit. This could be a really serious contender in the AFC East. I think now you're looking at them ahead of the Patriots, ahead of the even the Dolphins. And, you know, we have waited a long time for this trade to actually take place. Kind of knew it was gonna happen. Just a matter of when, not if. I was reading earlier that the buzz all day has been, you know, they're eager to get this done before the draft. They want to get it done before the draft, and it makes sense to do that because now they don't have to address the quarterback position. They don't have to worry about it because, let's face it, Zach Wilson was a problem, not only on the field but off the field. Okay, it seems like maybe the best thing, only thing he's really good at is banging moms, and maybe he should stick to that. I really had a lot of hope for that young man coming in, but he seems to be a little bit of a poison in the locker room. He seems to be kind of a spoiled brat, and you know, I look for him to be released. If you look on the Sleeper website right now, it has him listed ahead of Aaron Rodgers on the depth chart. That to me is funny. That's just a they haven't fixed it yet. I mean, they got Aaron Rodgers as a Jet, but behind Zach Wilson, that ain't happening. Aaron Rodgers didn't go there to back up Zach Wilson. So we'll see him get cut. I don't know that anybody's going to want to trade for him. I don't know that any team is really that desperate for a quarterback, and that even includes the Houston Texans. I think they'll take a quarterback in the draft. So I look for Zach Wilson just to be given his see-you-later papers. You know, maybe in as early as this week. I don't know. I don't know why they'd keep him. You know, he doesn't need to do anything. He doesn't need to tutor Rodgers. He doesn't need to be there for support or anything. There's just no reason to keep him at this point. He just probably needs to get cut. I wouldn't be surprised to see it as early as tomorrow. Shifting to the Packers side of the ledger. Okay, now we're going Jordan Love era. I assume we're going Jordan Love era because unless they were to draft a quarterback in the first round, which they still may, I guess, because they got the number 13th pick. I guess they could take a quarterback to challenge Jordan Love at the quarterback position. I think they like what they see enough from Jordan Love to put that on him and give him his time. I don't see them taking a quarterback in the first round. I think that would be kind of foolish. As a parent that Rodgers has wanted out ever since, I mean, a couple of years now, I would say. So this is a win-win for Rodgers. It's a win-win for the Jets. It's a big win for the Jets. I mean, the Jets are the big winner here. The Packers are going to rebuild. Like I said at the beginning, you can't bank on him being the next Jordan Love, I mean, being the next Hall of Fame quarterback in Packers lore. I just don't know that I see that. Time will tell. So there's going to be a little bit of a rebuild, a little bit of a reboot. What they've got left, this drops your stock in Christian Watson, I think. As far as carries go, they're going to lean on Aaron Jones a little bit more. Probably simplify the playbook a little bit. So I think everybody really takes a step back in fantasy as far as a Packer goes. I'm not saying that Aaron Jones is, you know, all hands off because, you know, you need running backs, but he's no longer in my top tier. I think he, if nothing else, maybe he just kind of stayed where he was, maybe in the top 15. Maybe not dropping, but I'm certainly not raising him up. Christian Watson, I think, takes a bump backwards. Just because of the level of quarterback play. I think you have to. So it's a big deal. It's a big trade. That's why I wanted to come on here with breaking news. Aaron Rodgers to the Jets. And we'll see how it goes. But, I mean, it's going to be a lot of hype at training camp. Okay, now we're going to see what they do in the draft. maybe get some more help for him, you know, on offense, maybe go defense. You know, the Jets have a really good nucleus team, and I thought they weren't unwatchable last year. So now we're looking at them being potentially a contender in the AFC East, and they should be. So, you know, just some thoughts here as the news takes place. Aaron Rodgers to the Jets. Thanks for listening to this. Breaking news, Aaron Rodgers to the Jets. Hit me up on Twitter, at SeagatBlitz. It's all over social media. I think I first saw it reported by a New York newspaper, I think, is where I first saw the report. So, interesting day. More news as it comes. Thank you for listening to the SeagatBlitz.